أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And so we've been looking at Hamidat Crescent. These are the five chapters or five surah of the Quran that begin with Alhamdulillah. All praise and gratitude belongs to divinity. And today we will look at the last of these chapters or surah, and this is Suratul Fatir. Suratul Fatir is surah number 35 of the Quran. It's a Makki surah which has 45 ayat. Now the word Fatir, although translated as the originator, is actually the creative designer, the one who molds and designs beautifully. This surah is also known as Al-Malaika, the angels, because possibly it's the only description of some aspects of the physical appearance of angels in the Quran. So first let's look at the focus of this surah. And it focuses on reflection on creation. And through this reflection, to be able to ascertain that Allah is the creator and the sustainer of all creation. It then talks about deception of the life of the world and shaitan. And then there is a comparison of those who follow divine guidance versus those who defiantly reject divinity and then their subsequent consequences. If I were to put this all in one word, it is reflection. So we've divided the surah into seven sections. And the first section is ayah 1 to 3. Which talks about the creative designer of creation. And he specifies one aspect of his creativity, which is the creation of angels with 2, 3, 4 wings. It's like it is he who increases the numbers of angels and their wings. And it could refer to that it is divinity who increases whosoever and whatever he wills in creation. There is no one who can stop his mercy. In ayah 3 he says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O human beings, udhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. Consider, bring to mind the favors of Allah on you. هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض? Is there any creator besides Allah who gives you sustenance from the heavens and the earth? لا إله إلا هو. There is no God but He. فأنا تؤفكون. Why do you turn away? The second section is ayat 4 to 8. And this is the deception of the life of the world through shaitan. So in essence, those who are deceived have no goal connected to the hereafter. And shaitan's tool here is fear. It actually stands for false evidence appearing real. The deception is convincing the human being that they have to maintain a certain persona according to what the world deems as success, whilst divinity's concept of success is different, and we become enslaved by the opinion of others. And the Prophet is told that it's extremely frustrating for him, but he's told not to get overwhelmed because Allah is all aware. And to combat this, we go to section 3, which is ayat 9 to 14. And here Allah exhorts us to reflect on creation so we're able to establish the fact that Allah is the master. Look at the winds, he says. Look at the clouds, the rain that bring life to the dead earth. Compare it to resurrection. Look at good words that are carried to divinity by angels. Look at the creation of the human being. Look at sweet and salty seas, at marine life that comes from it, that can be eaten. Look at the pearls that you wear and the ships that sail, the day and the night and the sun and the moon. And then he says, وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ مَا يَمْلِكُونَ مِن قِطْمِيرٍ. Those whom you call upon other than him do not even control the thread in the pit of a date. So I love this word, qatmir. It's with a qaf, not like the kitmir as the dog in Suratul Kahf. And he continues to say, in tad'uhum la yasma'u du'akum. If you call on them, they shall not even hear your call. And even if they do hear your call, they will not answer you. And then it follows through in section 4, which is ayat 15 to 22, where the human being is told that you will never be independent of the Creator. And no matter how close your relationship is, no one will carry the weight of deeds of another. And then another exhortation to reflect on the comparison of the blind and the seeing, darkness and light, shade and heat, the living and the dead. So where does one go? Section 5 tells us in ayat 23 to 26 where to go. It says that the prophet has been sent as a warner and the one who brings good news. And they will call him a liar as they did those before him, but they always come with clear proofs, with scriptures, and with words that are illuminating to the soul. And then a section back to reflection. This is ayah 27 to 28. And I love this because it's a reflection on the colors of creation. He says, look at the fruits that have different colors and textures. Look at the mountains, red rocks, black rocks, mountains with white streaks. Maybe he means snow. Look at the different species of human beings and different colors and animals. It totally annihilates the concepts of racism. Or colorism, whatever you want to call it. The prophet said, you could be the best of human beings, but if you have even a mustard seed's worth of racism in you, then you will not even smell the fragrance of Jannah. And finally, section 7, ayat 29 to 45, the largest chunk, where is the comparison of those who follow divine guidance and those who defiantly reject it. Those who follow divine guidance recite the book. They pray and they manifest their belief in serving humanity secretly and openly in exchange for a limitless reward. And they say, Alhamdulillah, all praise and gratitude is for Allah. This is ayah 34. While those who cover up the truth and defiantly reject divine guidance swear with all their oaths that they would follow the warner if he came. But when he does, they are his worst enemies. Their major trait is arrogance and they plan evil. And the consequence is that on the day of judgment, they will regret their action, saying that they would do the opposite of what they did in the world. But it will be too late. And so it's all about reflection. Reflect on the creative design of the Creator. Reflecting on our fears, the false evidence that appears real, and reflecting on the consequences of arrogance and defiantly rejecting divine guidance. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to reflect. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ